So good afternoon, brethren.
Good afternoon.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
As we heard in the request of prayers, we have a lot to overcome. The title of the message is To Him Who Overcomes. We'll see that seven amazing rewards will be granted to him who will overcome. We'll look at those one, and we'll see that each of the seven rewards will be delivered one by one in an orderly manner. So they will be delivered in an orderly manner to highlight the abounding life, eternal, everlasting will have. But with such great rewards come, of course, great responsibilities. We have to lean on a foundation on the rock, and we'll look at this for the second scripture. And finally, the third scripture, we'll look at when times are rough, we still have to overcome. So please turn with me in the book of Revelation, chapter 2. Let's begin to look at those amazing promises. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, and we'll begin in verse 7. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life. Means we don't yet eat of the tree of life. We heard in the opening prayer we drink in right now. As reference, Hebrews 6:4 says, to those who are partakers of the Holy Spirit, it says they have tasted the heavenly gift. To eat from the tree of life refers to our body, mortal, being transformed to immortality, and that leads to the second reward in verse 11. Verse 11, please, chapter 2. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Then the third reward in verse 17. Verse 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name will be given to us. What's the purpose of that new name? In verse 26, for the fourth reward, verse 26, still in the chapter 2. Verse 26, and he who overcomes and keeps my words until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. In verse 27, he shall rule them with a rod of iron. Four amazing rewards. You can say to God at that point, thank you very much, that's plenty. These four first rewards are gathered in one single verse that we know very well. In reference, Revelation 20, verse 6, says the following, blessed and holy is he who has part of the first resurrection. On such, it says, the second death has no power, and they will rule for 1,000 years. But after, then what? Well, we still have more promises to come. I don't know if you're familiar with those prepaid programs. They introduce a product for like 20 minutes, and for the remaining 10 minutes, they're trying to add on their product. If you call right now, we'll give you two for the price of one. But wait, there's more. We'll give you a color manual guide. And here, I feel it's the same thing. It's not all. There's more. Three more rewards for us to come. Let's check it out in Revelation 3, verse 5. Revelation 3, verse 5. He who overcomes shall be clothed with garments and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name, probably referring to our new name, before my Father and before his angels. And then another one in verse 12, chapter 3, verse 12. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. And brethren, there's one more in verse 21. One more reward. Verse 21, to him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, and as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. We saw that seven amazing rewards will be granted to those who overcome. Which such great rewards, of course, come great responsibilities. We need to lean on the foundation. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 6, the first book of Corinthians, chapter 6, please. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, so that we may overcome. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, please. And verse 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God? Which means we cannot overcome by ourselves. We need to lean on God. And the success of this relationship is at the end of verse 19. You have from God, and you are not your own. As Jesus said in reference in Matthew 16, verse 24, if anyone's desire to come after me, let him deny himself. Verse 20, for you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Both the body and the spirit. Brethren, the success of the relationship with God, but also the relationship between husband and wife. Let's say we would have a young man and a young woman to get engaged. For the sake of my example, let's say the young man's name is Patrick.
No.
And his bride is Laurie.
He's gone.
I would certainly suggest to them to lean on that exhortation of God. It's not easy to overcome in the relationship with God and between husband and wives, and certainly not when times are rough. Let's turn to Luke 21 for an exhortation when times are rough. Luke 21, this is the last scripture for this word of encouragement. Luke 21. Luke 21. And we'll begin to read in verse 34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighted down with, and the Lord mentioned a few things here, but the focus is on the cares of this life. And then in verse 36, watch therefore and pray always, that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. To stand before the Son of Man, also we can say, to him who overcome. So brethren, amazing rewards will be granted to us. Therefore, let's watch and pray and glorify God in our body and spirit, so that we may be able to stand before the Lord, the Son of Man, which will give us tree of life to eat, will give us a new name. The second death will have no power on us, and we will rule for 1,000 years. But wait, there's more. Our name will be confessed before the Father and His angels, and we will be made pillar in the temple of God. But wait, there's another one. To whom overcomes, says the Lord, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I overcome, and I sit with my Father's throne. To him who overcomes.
Amen. Amen.